Hey guys, welcome to Jared and Cameron's podcast. Today, Jared couldn't make it, so I've invited two guests onto the show, Josh and Renzo. They are both three sport athletes Josh is a three sport athlete and Renzo is a four sport athlete. So let's get started. Yesterday, there was a lot of big news coming out of the MLB. Manny Machado just signed a 10-year, $300 million deal, turning down an 8-year, $250 from Chicago. That was reported with incentives that probably would have brought him up to $350 million. So I'm going to start with Josh. What do you think this signing means for Machado? And what do you think it means for the rest of the league as well as, like, why do you think he chose San Diego? So, what do you think?
Well, for Machado, it means a boatload of money, that's for sure. And I think that these Padres, they have a bright future. Their farm system is ranked one of the highest in the leagues. They have Hosmer locked down for this year. They signed Kinsler earlier this offseason. I don't think they're going to be in the running anytime soon, but I think once Machado reaches year 5-6 of his contract, they could be real playoff contenders.
Yeah, that's something really to think deeply about because, going down the line, they'll be pretty good. Something I just don't understand is, like, I guess he really didn't want to be in Chicago because, you know, that team is at the same place as the Padres, basically. And, Machado, to be honest, like, I don't understand why he wouldn't want to go there if he was going to get the same amount of money, like he was gonna get more money over the period of, you know, the same years. So it's a little troublesome to me to think that, but you know, maybe that report isn't true, and also this deal isn't finalized. There could be more incentive money placed. Renzo, what do you think this means for the Yankees? You know, they didn't pick up Machado. Like, what do you think of this free agent market in general too?
I think it's pretty good. The Yankees didn't sign him. I think the Yankees don't need to waste money on a third baseman. It was like these high contract players, only one of them had actually won a World Series, and that's Alex Rodriguez.
And he basically, you know, he had a good year that year, but, basically he had a pretty crazy surrounding cast around him, yeah. So.
It's like teams that win, they have a bunch of players who are underpaid. Like the Astros,
yeah,
the Red
it's a
Sox.
Team sport. Like the Red Sox won because basically, you know, they actually put the ball in play, and you know they do have a lot of stars, but you know it's not, you know, all one. It's not all one side. It's not one player. It's not just JD. If it was just JD, that team wouldn't be so good.
It's Mookie Betts. They have a lot of great pitchers.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, I just want to ask you guys. I'll open this up. Like, what do you guys think that the market is now completely changed? Now you got players that are top-notch, Harper and Machado, and you got guys like Hosmer. You know, those guys, you know, they're not going to get paid as much. Yeah, I don't think Hosmer was worth as much as he was, but I think these are all, like, learning examples. Like, where do you think the league is going right now? Like, owners, why don't they want to pay these guys 10 years, $300 million? Like, they're 26 years old. They still have another 8 years of prime left. So, what do you guys think?
Well, it's like, there's not going to be that much reduction. Like, when you're 36 and you're still getting paid that much, probably not worth it for the team.
Yeah, and I think it's also a matter of flexibility. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And of course, that less so applies to major city teams like the Yankees or the Red Sox, who are able to go over the luxury tax threshold and take on that big contract. But I think for them, they didn't want to sacrifice their young talent, Andujar, Torres, for a big name player right now and drop a big contract. Because like you said earlier, how the teams winning the World Series are normally the ones with players who are being underpaid. Judge is still on his rookie contract. He's due up for a big contract. Severino just got paid. You still have Didi. You have a couple of players who are
unsigned.
Yeah, they're due a big payment, and I just don't think the Yankees want to get wrapped up in another large contract.
Yeah.
The Yankees were able to pick up a good pitcher this year, which they probably wouldn't have if they got Machado. I mean, pitcher is more valuable to the team than Machado.
Than Machado, because we do have Andujar. And something that I think is overlooked is that we still have we just picked up DJ LeMahieu on a pretty cheap deal. The guy hit, the guy's only 1 year removed from the batting title and hitting 350, right? So it's nothing like, I'm not upset at this at all. I don't understand why everyone is, you know, getting frustrated, like, wow, the Yankees got, you know, all these teams. But it is kind of true. Like, no one else wanted to pay someone big bucks. Something that I don't understand is, why don't you give someone 5 years, $200 million? You know, because that's a shorter contract. But it's going to pay dividends for the players. Like, I don't understand, because I know players are going to move around eventually. I guess, like, I didn't know that San Diego was so meant to Manny Machado. Why would he want to go to San Diego that badly? He also said he didn't like going to the West Coast and playing for the Dodgers. So then, like, I don't understand, like, why he would choose a 10-year deal with that team.
Well, because contracts in MLB are more secure and promise than they are in the NFL.
Yeah, I know.
So
but
that's why they want a big contract.
Yeah. I know they do. But, like, but if they get a 5-year deal, right, and $200 million, then in 5 years, when you're 31, you can basically get the same amount of – you can get more money. Because then in 5 years, if you're still playing well, you could get 5 years, a $100 million deal, and you're making just as much or even more. So I just – it doesn't understand. I just don't like – part of me is, like, confused by it. I really wish the teams – I don't think 10-year deals are smart. But what I do think is smart is, like, large amount of money for short amount of time. Machado's going to bring in tons of money for the Padres. Like, it's gonna be, like, a huge guy. Like, even Will Myers, there was a chart that I read that said that Will Myers brought in, like, 2 times as many tickets the year he came just because he was Rookie of the Year than the year before. And that's pretty crazy. Just one big name in that town. And, you know, baseball could be revitalized. So we'll see how it goes. Do you have anything else to say about that or no?
Yeah, I think on the big contract, 10-year deal, I think it's all about minimizing risk, you know. At some point, after like 200 mil or whatever it is, I mean, that's just like an insane amount of money. It doesn't make a difference whether you're making 300, 500 million. You're not going to spend all of it. So I think for Machado, it's just about minimizing risk. Should he have some injury or some downfall in his play, he still has those 10 years locked up. And I'm sure the only way the Padres were able to get him was with a lot of player options. And so, yeah, he's set for the next 10 years. And in terms of what the team gets, I mean, we saw the Yankees do the same thing with the 7-year deal for Tanaka. They lock up a player for a couple years hoping that they'll hold on to them, and you get a 3-4-year run where you're in the World Series all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think the Britain deal was really good, too, with all those opt-outs and incentives. I think that's great.
But if you're a free agent and you see the Padres are willing to spend that much money on Machado, they're in a position where they want to win soon.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to a team and you want to get paid, it would make sense to go to a team like the Padres.
You think Harper, any chance that he signs there?
I don't think a team
The report just came out today that they're out on the Harper sweepstakes.
Well, it's like Machado and Harper's both agents don't like each other. So
yeah. I know. I'm not too worried about that. I'm just thinking, like, I'm glad Machado... I actually thought he was going to be the second guy to come out. But then looking back on it in retrospect, I'm like, how can that happen? Because, you know, Machado is, like, this big, egotistical guy. I don't love him as much as I do. I even like Machado more than Harper, and I know that's, like, strange. But I don't think we're going to hear a lot from Machado. It's going to be like how LeBron went to the Lakers. We still hear a lot about him. But, you know, that he's not going to be on national television as much. And, like, the Padres aren't going to win the West or get a wild card in that. Because now the Central is stacked, and the West is still pretty good. You know, I still see the Diamondbacks as better. Okay, because we have Renzo and Josh here today, we're going to switch this over a little bit to Harper before we get to football talk. So, where do you guys think Harper will sign in the upcoming weeks or this week, hopefully?
You know, I actually think the best spot for him is back to the Nationals. We saw they were willing to offer him a $300 million deal.
Deal as Machado.
Yeah, I don't think the Yankees are willing to go that high. I know he's not a fan of Philly, And the way Washington's rotation is looking right now, locked up for the next 7 to 8 years, that they have a bright future as well, and he can be a winner there. So I think he goes back to the Nationals.
I mean, the NL East doesn't seem very strong. So it'd be an easy division if Harper could convince other players to come to the Nationals, because
yeah.
It'd be an incentive to play with a good player like that.
Yeah, the only like other team is like the Mets. We'll see how they do. And you know,
it'd be fun if he went to the Mets. It'd be fun.
No, I'm talking about like the other good teams in that division. But
the Mets are not offering
contracts. No, I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying like the Harper. I don't know, man. It's
the Yankees
like
shouldn't get him though. It'd be the wrong move for the Yankees to get another outfielder.
No, they won't. They're out on him. Cashman said him like months ago.
Because they have Stanton, out. Hicks,
Judge, Gardner, Frazier.
Do they still
and Ellsbury? You know,
they almost moved him for Cueto. Ellsbury for Cueto.
I know. Ellsbury. Yeah. Well, yeah, I would have liked that deal a little bit more because
you need a pitcher.
So next year too, because Cueto will come back next year. CeCe will be gone. I mean, let's see. Montgomery comes back halfway through the season. You know, we have a great starting five, I think. Hap, I love that we re-signed, and I think that Paxton is going to be really good. Personally, I think I see Harper actually going to, I see him going to Philly. I don't know why you think that's a bad spot. Why doesn't he like it? I see him going there. You got McCutchen, you got Harper, you got a solid good team there now. They'll make a playoff run. All right, let's get in some talk that I know you guys love. Let's talk about the AAF. No, let's talk about Antonio Brown. Do you know what's going on, Josh?
Yeah,
you want to tell us
that man's a character.
Yeah. But so
I think the Steelers organization is supposed to be all historic, but it hasn't been run very well in recent years.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you have players like Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell all not working, there's something wrong with your organization.
Yeah, that's true. I think once their owner passed away, there's sign of dysfunction in that team. Definitely, though, here's the thing. Antonio Brown has the right to do that, but something I feel like he really doesn't have the right to do is then, like, he takes a photo with the general manager after their meeting, posts it on Instagram, like, had a great talk, can't wait to get traded. Like, what is this about? Like, it's such a joke. It's like Joel Embiid. Like, I don't find any of this entertaining. I know he's trying to market himself, but I feel like teams that even look at this are going to be like, whoa, why do we need him when I could get the same production out of someone for 2 years? Because it's not like Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is in the middle of his prime or at the end of his prime, really. He's in the smack right down in the middle. So really, you got 2-3 years left of him, you know, being really good. So I'm just unsure. I don't really know what the deal of him like wanting to be traded is. Do you want to talk more about how they're like, what you think of like the Steelers in general?
Well, it's like you got a bright young wide receiver in Juju Smith-Schuster, and he was even voted MVP by the team, which went to Antonio Brown the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So the team gave up on him. And I think in a worse way they did with Le'Veon Bell. So they're going through a new path.
Yeah, because Le'Veon Bell he basically didn't ever show up.
No, but he wanted money.
Yeah.
And then
he's money.
Like, this is what I want. Antonio Brown showed up some days, but other days didn't.
Yeah.
Like in week 17, he didn't go to practice.
Yeah, he didn't go to practice.
And then he thought he could play.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, that's the problem with it a little. I mean, they missed the playoffs. You know, it was a really tough year for them, and I think Big Ben has talked about retirement in recent years, especially last year. He talked about it. I don't really understand, like, I mean, if you just kept that core, Schuster, Brown, Bell, Roethlisberger, that's a better offense than the Saints, the Patriots, the Rams. You know, that's a crazy offense right there. And then, you know, they lost it all. I think Schuster's out too pretty soon. I don't know. He likes it there, but you know, all those guys are going to leave eventually. Maybe LeBron will go there. No, I'm joking.
I don't think he's going to move on his own. But if Roethlisberger retires and they don't have a good QB, it would make sense for the Steelers to deal him for some draft picks.
Who, Roethlisberger?
Is Juju.
Oh, Juju. Oh, yeah.
Because the Steelers' time is coming to an end. You don't want to waste a young talent like Schuster.
I don't know. It's a tough decision.
But who's that amazing wide receiver in the AF? Who had like 145 yards?
I don't know. Let's talk about this league a little. Do you think this is good for the NFL or bad for the NFL, this league?
Well, I think it's good for the players because they have like
another. Oh yeah, the players that like can't play in the NFL anymore.
Like they have a new opportunity to show, like, I'm worth a shot. And I think it's gonna show a league that's run better, or I feel like it could be run better than the NFL. Because the owners in that one seem more adept to making new changes and changes that are benefiting the league.
Yeah, it's a brand new league, so.
And like now, there's XFL is coming back on.
Yeah.
And that's a little weirder, but they have like teams in the Northeast too. There's gonna be a team in New York. But like these leagues are hiring expensive coaches.
Yeah.
So I think they wanna.
They want to promote it in the best way, show the best abilities of that sport. Do you guys, I know spring sports is coming up, baseball. Is there anything that you want to talk about? Anything you guys are interested in?
Like LREI.
Yeah, LREI.
I think our baseball team is going to do well. I also think our tennis team. I mean, we just got... The important games to win are against BWL because they've been the best team in our league for like 5 years.
Yeah, Bobby. Bobby's really good.
Everyone said he was going to graduate last year.
I did too. I thought he was done. No, Bobby throws 85 miles an hour and he's not done. All right. Thank you, everyone. This was a wonderful podcast. Hopefully next week Jared will be here. It's just fantastic that we got our first guest on our show. Hopefully, we'll get some more big names. Teddy Atlas will come on, hopefully, and Bill Boland. So, we're looking forward to those episodes coming out soon. And I'll see you around. Thanks.